Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We are in prime time for berries here in Maryland. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. But there's one other berry that does well in this state that I have absolutely no cooking experience with, and that's the mulberry. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, we've invited Gwen Coquez to school us on this big, juicy berry. Welcome, Jerry.
Yeah, welcome. Plus, I don't know anything about it either. So tell us what we got here.
Well, have you ever seen the berries that fall in your car or on the pavement? They mark up everything.
Yeah.
Those are mulberries.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And the thing is that they're free, and we can harvest them before they hit our cars, right?
Nice. So tell us where they come. Where do these things come from?
Where does the tree itself come
from? Yeah, how do we have all these trees?
That's such a good question. So the tree came, the white mulberry, mm-hmm. that came from across the ocean to Maryland to start a silkworm industry, to start silk.
Okay.
But obviously we don't have silk here in Baltimore.
No.
So now we just have this white mulberry, and it's kind of taken over. So the red mulberry, which is native, those are kind of around Baltimore, but now the white mulberry is hybrid. Has made a hybrid with the red mulberry.
And we see the big black ones, too, a lot.
Yeah, there's black mulberries, too. That's when they're super ripe and they're high up, yeah.
But the thing is, are they safe to eat? I was never sure.
That's a great question. Yeah, they are safe to eat. They're, you can pluck them right off the tree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and what you can do is you just take a big pole. We'd sometimes take, like, a big pole saw without the saw part, and you just shake the tree really, really hard and have a big tarp or a blanket.
Sure.
We have a big purple blanket, so it marks up the blanket all purple, and then you just eat it right off of there.
But who is we? Tell us who we are.
We are the Baltimore Orchard Project.
There you go.
Yeah, and we are a program of Civic Works, and we plant and steward fruit and nut trees in the city, and we teach citizens to be long-term stewards, and we share the harvest among neighbors.
Wow, this is so great. You know,
yeah.
You could just go out and find a mulberry tree,
excuse me. Yeah.
What's the season for the berries?
June.
In June?
Yeah, June. So the season has changed a few times. So now it's starting to get pushed back a little bit more. So right mid-June, probably the second week of June is the best time to get mulberries.
And I guess if they fall off the tree pretty easily, they're ripe and ready to go.
Exactly, yeah.
What are some of the things you do with these mulberries?
Well, I personally am not a chef, so I just pair them with goat cheese for a snack and put it on crackers. I put them in a smoothie if I freeze them for the year. They will save for a year. Throw them in a smoothie, put them in a salad with pecans, which also grow in Baltimore. And anything like that. You just throw it in like you would a blackberry or a raspberry.
Sure.
But we've challenged a lot of restaurants in Baltimore, specifically in Hamden and Remington, to make really great dishes.
Who's doing that?
The Golden West Cafe just made donuts and Pop-Tarts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Zissimo's is making a nice mulberry drink.
Okay.
And let's see. There's also W.C. Harlan and Clavel.
Sure.
They're going to be making drinks, and who knows? They'll surprise us.
I like that.
Yeah.
I would think you could do anything with blackberries you can do with mulberries.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've made some really lovely savory sauces that I've actually served with roast beef. It's really a lot of fun. Well, I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for some of these mulberry trees.
Yeah, I don't know if I've really... I'm down in Federal Hill. Are there any down there?
Oh, plenty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm going to have to go take a walk and find these mulberry trees.
Yeah, first look down, see what marked up the pavement, then look up.
Okay.
Okay, and hope there's not a bird flying over top. Because I know the birds love these things.
Oh, they do.
Right?
They do.
They really do.
Yeah.
Gwen, thank you so much for being with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for coming.
It's been a real education. We're so glad to have you. And we're going to put a couple recipes on the website.
Great.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.